I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
The following program is made possible by a grant from Election Bay.
Want to win an election? Buy it on eBay.
I know.
Whether it's a national primary or a statewide recall, Election Bay has the votes you need, and the highest bidder wins.
Awesome! I'm the mayor of Duluth!
And you don't even live there!
I never will!
Plus, thanks to the Supreme Court, your bids are completely anonymous. Who really bought the freeholder election in Lace County, New Jersey? Well, I'll tell you who bought it. Eat me. That's who bought it.
I'm the one who bought it. Maybe.
Oh, see it, bid it, win it. On Election Bay.
Election Bay.
John Edwards was effectively acquitted last week by a hung jury on charges he misused campaign funds with which he covered up his adulterous affair with Riel Hunter. At his first press conference since the trial ended, an exultant Edwards was asked by reporters what his plans were now.
Another important legal decision was handed down last week. The Defense of Marriage Act was held to be unconstitutional, underlining that non-traditional marriages are just fine. So, I plan to get married to myself as soon as possible. Thanks to this trial, I've fallen in love with myself all over again.
Oh! Senator, what on earth is lovable about you?
I know. I've had doubts myself over the last couple of years that I wasn't as terrific a person as I thought. I asked myself, was I fun to be with anymore? Sometimes I wondered what I'd seen in myself all those years.
What did you see in yourself, John? Most of the country thinks you're a worthless, faithless, philandering liar with the morals of a sewer rat.
I know, right? I'm telling you, there were times when I questioned the whole relationship. I couldn't think of a thing to say to me. I cried myself to sleep, wondering if I was headed for a permanent split with the John Edwards I once loved with all my heart.
What changed your mind?
My performance during this trial. My determination. My patience through all the scurrilous attacks on my integrity. My grace under pressure. My unquestioning sympathy for my cause. Above all, my undying loyalty to myself brought me back from the brink.
Senator, is it true that you were flirting with yourself during the trial?
Well, sure. Why not? I mean, this hair, these teeth, this jawline. But you know what's more important? I now know what I knew all along. That I am a marvelous human being. Kind, caring, thoughtful, entertaining, and as beautiful inside as out.
If you get sick, will you cheat on yourself?
Never. Nor will I ever videotape myself having sex with myself. John Edwards is the only man for me. The guy I want to spend the rest of my life with. For better, for worse, in slickness and in wealth.
Is that an engagement ring?
Yes, indeed. Isn't it gorgeous? I gave it to myself at dinner last night.
Where will you be getting married?
Hey, look, my wedding is going to be the ultimate same-sex marriage. So, probably New York or Massachusetts. You know, whoever will have us.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Trump claims he has proof Lady Gaga not born this way.
Mexican bank closes after finding coins with no heads.
Supreme Court agrees to decide 2012 election in October.
Welcome to the Final Edition Roundtable, where tonight we'll discuss what the results really mean from Wisconsin's recall election. Let's throw that question to our first panelist, Lawrence McHenry of the McHenry Blog.
Well, when Scott Walker survived the recall, that was obviously a victory for the Republicans. So that means Mitt Romney will win the White House in November, and Republicans will take every single seat in the Senate.
Really? The recall was that important?
Yep. And it's going to raise women's hemlines by 2 inches next year. You know, I predicted 3 Super Bowls based on a city council runoff in North Dakota.
You knew the results for 3 Super Bowls?
Wait, so does predict have to mean I got it right?
Let's turn to Michelle Orland of RagingPundit.com. Did this really finish the presidential election?
Not only that, but in 2026, Chelsea Clinton has to lose the New York gubernatorial race to the elderly Sharon Osbourne.
How would that happen?
And that's not the end of it.
Jeff Macy of Gang Politica.
Because of the Wisconsin recall, the president in 3060 will be an 80-foot-tall fish. The vice president will be Trent Lott.
And how would everything be different if Walker had lost that recall?
If Walker had lost, scientists in 100 years would have been able to go back in time and save John Lennon.
Then they could have sent him back in time to save Lincoln. Now that's just no longer realistic. Gentlemen and lady, thank you for your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Sure. In our series on First World Problems, the final edition presents Shame of the Family. Reporter Stone Peck has that story.
The Great Recession of 2007 halted many plans people had for their families. One such household is the Richardsons of Manhattan's Upper West Side.
Well, we laid out, I thought, a pretty realistic budget for getting Laura through college, but, you know, now of course everything's on hold.
How old is Laura now?
Almost 9.
Oh, then you still have a lot of time.
Well, not really. 9 is getting a little old for a cat.
Laura is a gray and white striped domestic short hair, upon whom David and Mandy Richardson had placed a great deal of hope and expectation.
I mean, a cat has a brain the size of a walnut. How do you explain to her that she...
She can't go to the good daycare center anymore.
Right, the good daycare, and we can't afford the Swedish veterinarian who's outside our coverage network.
And we can't afford riding lessons now.
You put your cat on a horse.
Well, I couldn't say no to her.
Childless, middle-class pet owners are in a desperate situation. Mavis Hitchens of Bernal Heights in San Francisco can no longer afford simple niceties for her 20 cats. And she says the government and social service agencies are simply ignoring her.
There has never been a time, ever in history, anywhere in the world, that has been as hard as it is right now for me. 10 years ago, I could pay to put them all in decent wedding gowns and bridesmaids' outfits, and I could still get the kittens properly baptized. Now look at them all, pitifully walking around in last year's shoes.
Would you say that this is worse than the Holocaust?
Yes.
When asked about cats in the middle-class safety net, Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, gave this exclusive response to the final edition.
Who is this?
So what do we tell our pets in this era of diminished expectations? As kittens, they were raised to believe they become whatever they set their minds to. Now, they are cats without futures. Lying in the sun, chasing laser pointers. Useless. This is Stone Peck for the final edition.
The Catholic Church has started a trend. After it sued the government for making church-related companies cover birth control and employee health plans, other religious groups started suing with their own complaints. Laura Mantell, a spokeswoman for the Church of Christian Science.
Christian scientists are outraged the government makes us cover health care. At all. We don't even believe in doctors, and now we've got to pay for antifungals? No. We're filing a joint suit with the Jehovah's Witnesses. We all agree we don't want our health plans to cover blood transfusions.
The Heaven's Gate cult is also going to court. This group mostly disappeared in a mass suicide in 1997, hoping to hitch a ride on an alien spacecraft.
the few remaining members are suing NASA for cutting the space shuttle program.
They're spending my tax dollars on crap like war in Afghanistan and food stamps. I only want my government to do two things: castrate me and send me to another planet.
But perhaps the strongest case comes from the Church of the Giant Redeemer. Reverend Zug Horner and one of his followers told us their argument has more merit than the Catholic suit.
The Bible doesn't even mention birth control in a direct way, so the Catholics don't have much cause. But the Bible does mention slaves all the time. We're suing the government for making us pay our workers at all.
We want to erase the original sin of abolition.
Get back to making t-shirts, boy.
Yes, boss.
As usual, all the plaintiffs in these cases expect Judgment Day to go in their favor.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Visit thefinaledition.com every day for more sizzling satire with teeth.
This fall, a new sitcom set in Milwaukee about two wacky people and the governor they own. Get ready for Charles and David.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Coke Industries Incorporated.
Give us any fact, we'll fake it. Give us any law, we'll break it. We're gonna make our extremes come true. Doing it Coke way, not as climate change deniers. We're right-wing, not suppliers. We're gonna make our memes come true. Doing it Coke way, there's no one we won't buy. Walker, Christie, even Herman Cain this time. There's no Coke blocking us. We make our own truth.
We've got the front groups.
We come off like all shuckers, but we're too rich Coke suckers. We're gonna buy all your dreams, that's true. And we'll do it Coke way. Yes, Coke way. Turn government into a joke. We'll do it Coke way. Yes, Coke way. Make the whole country go broke. For Coke and Coke.
This fall, Charles and David, two kooky billionaires, try to make it on their own to Wisconsin. It's a tea party of fun. Check listings. Local crimes may vary.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Proposal would shift Greek currency from drachma to popular yogurt.
NRA wants to replace concealed carry with all you can carry.
Obama says kill list just for scaring daughters' boyfriends.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
It's time for 1 year ago today, the untold story. On this date, in 2011, Representative Anthony Weiner, Democrat, New York, admitted that he had sent sexually explicit texts and emails to multiple women. What was underreported in the media frenzy following his confession was that it immediately drew a Democratic challenger for his congressional seat. The Final Edition Radio Hour's Stone Peck had the exclusive story.
Here in a congressional press room, a spokesman from the DNC had just announced that Anthony Weiner will be challenged in the Democratic primary this summer by his own penis.
I'm proud to be standing before you today, flanked by my two beautiful testicles. I say it's time to cut out the middleman. And by middleman, I mean the man to whom I'm attached at this moment.
God. Mr. Genitalia?
Oh, enough with the fancy schmancy Latin crap. Call me Dick.
Okay, Dick. How will your policies differ from your predecessors?
If elected, I will be the first actual member to occupy a seat in Congress.
Fine, but what will your political agenda be?
I promise to stop with the legislative bullshit and spend my time striving to become erect and then seeking release.
Oh, that's disgusting.
What do you expect from a penis?
Paul Begala of CNN analyzed this extraordinary development for us.
It's a bit like a candidate's chief of staff declaring a run to replace the candidate. The idea being, he's been in charge the whole time anyway, so he'll guarantee continuity of the same policies. Or in this case, the same insanely careless internet leg humping.
Representative Weiner, how do you feel about your penis's challenge?
I don't know. What can I...
Good God. Wiener's penis has just dragged him off stage in the general direction of a young CNN intern, Paul Begala.
I see this candidate having great populist appeal. Kind of like Joe the Plumber, but more focused. Joe Sixpack could go for Dick the Penis big time.
But how about Jill Sixpack?
Get off of me, you animal!
That's less clear.
And now it's time for the kids' show with a portfolio. Play Money. And here's your host, Mr. Money.
Hey, kids. What time is it? It's opening bell in London. Hong Kong has been active all day. It's time to get off your pre-adolescent little butts and make some money. Okay, kids. I guess we'll start with your questions. But first, Mr. Money needs some clown juice. Oh, God, that's better. Now, who gets to ask Mr. Money first? Uh-oh, here comes the gravy train.
Oh, it's a card from Little Tiffany.
Mr. Money, why do people pay taxes?
Well, Tiffany, from your question, I assume your dad is a machinist or something quaint like that. That's why he pays taxes. Now, if he owned the machine shop or the company which supplied the material, his lawyers would help him avoid taxes until he suddenly dissolved the company and screwed over every single shareholder and, more importantly, their broker.
Mr. Money, my name's Timmy. I'm 5 years old. I don't know what Social Security is.
Good news, Timmy. By the time you're ready for it, it won't be there.
Mr. Money, where do you keep the bulk of your assets?
Nice try, Leibowitz, but I know you're my wife's divorce lawyer. Use a fake name next time. And my IRA is not community property. I need some more clown juice. Oh, God, yes.
Actually, Mr. Money, any monies received during the duration of the marriage are part of the divorce settlement, regardless of when they were actually earned.
What? Oh, hey, look, kids, it's our old friend, the Cash Cow. What's the hot stock today, Cash Cow?
The hot stock, as always, it's livestock. Moo!
Yeah, it's funny, Cash Cow. But don't you have any tips?
Sure, I have sirloin tips, but you'll have to kill me to get them. But seriously, tech stocks should take off next quarter.
Okay. And your advice?
Milk it. Moo.
Okay, kids, now let's pay a visit to the animal kingdom with our pals Bull and Bear.
I'm Bully Bull. The market couldn't look more promising. Buy low, and it can't get any lower, I promise. There'll be growth in blue chips and utilities, but hedge your bets with foreign currency. Stay diversified, and you're set for the long run.
I'm Barry Bear! We're all gonna die! Get some land in the mountains, lay in food and supplies, build an electrified fence!
Oh, here's the closing bell, kids. Time to go.
And buy a gun!
We'll see you next time on everybody's favorite show...
Buy a lot of guns! You can learn how to make a mortar launcher online!
Play Money!
You're gonna need it!
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Tornado chaser gets storm to follow him using mobile home on rope.
Ron Paul supporters demand Obama show proof of marijuana use.
Bizarro Superman says Bizarro Mitt Romney would defeat Mitt Romney.
It's time for the final edition Radio Hour's comedy classic, Pull the Tree Grows, a parody of legendary folk saint and holy mother Joan Baez from National Lampoon's 1974 album, Radio Dinner.
And now, her nibs.
Jackson was the name, his blood was like a flame that lit the prison walls from dawn to dusk. Fire with fire, eye for eye, truth for truth in the blazing sky, he dropped the men of darkness as they came. Pull the triggers, we're with you all the way. Just across the bay. By the sea, my songs come rolling in off Highway 1. Just because I can't be there doesn't mean that I don't care. So next time, brother, off a pig for me. Pull the triggers, we're with you all the way. Just across the bay. Pull the triggers, we're with you.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Antoo Chell, Barry Lank, Kevin Janis, John Marshall, and Tony Hendra. It was written by John Marshall, Barry Lank, Lou Grossberger, Matthew Brian Cohen, Paul Seaburn, Mike Richardson Bryan, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Pull the Tree Grows, performed by somebody with an inexplicable animus against Joan Baez. Words and music by Tony Hendra. Visit us at thefinaledition.com often for daily doses of satire with teeth. Clean, bright, cavity-free, cute, killer, cannibal teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition LLC, copyright 2012.
Yes, Cove Way, turn government into a joke, we'll do it Cove Way, yes, Cove Way, make the whole country go broke.